Chris Dorbeck has been at the Management of Change Conference all day and moderated a panel on the future of the Chief Information Officer. He is in Norfolk now, wrapping up his day at the MOC conference. And Chris, what did you learn about the changing role of the CIO in the federal government?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're great.
We're good.
So, it was, you know, we had the, I sat through a bunch of the panels here, and I had the best panel that that happened down here.
I'm not surprised by that.
It was great. We had folks, Sunny Bagulia from Interior. We had just really great folks. And it sort of played off, I know you talked to Jason earlier with some of the ideas that Vivek Kundra was talking about. There's a lot of focus on the role of the CIO. And in fact, I sort of blogged my notes on DorbeckInsider.com. And you can, it's funny because this is really, in so many ways, this is the best of times for CIOs. You have an administration that just is, very focused on using technology to help them accomplish the mission, very, very focused. But it's also, in some ways, a very troubling time for CIOs because, and we've talked about this before, if you don't help folks accomplish their mission, they'll find a way around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so CIOs have to be very focused. And we talked a lot about that. The four folks who I had, including Dave McClure, who's now with Gartner, he used to be with GAO, and actually helped, was part of the team that helped write the Clinger-Cohen Act, which actually created the role of CIOs. Talking about, what's the role? Is it, do you need the power of the purse? Do you have to control the money? Do you have to have a direct report to the agency head? That's what Clinger-Cohen says. Most agencies don't have that. What's the miracle? What's the right mix to make sure this role is very successful?
I'm particularly interested in the power of the purse, though, because that's one that at least the CIOs that I've talked to, and they haven't said it on the radio, but they'll say off the radio, that's what really would make a difference in them being able to run their organizations more efficiently and more effectively.
And it's clearly very important. There's one CIO who has it by law. That is the new CIO at the Department of Veterans Affairs, Roger Baker. By law, he has all IT spending has to go through him. And it's not a panacea. The one thing that everybody came back to is the whole C-suite, the CFO, the COO, the CICO, all those folks have to be able to work together along and be focused on mission and be able to communicate that. And when you get that kind of mix together, it's really absolutely invaluable. And those are the organizations that really end up being very successful.
Chris, we'll see more of this on Dorbeck Insider.
It's up there right now, and I'll update it when I get home. I'm going to go jump in the car and come back so I can be back with you tomorrow.